Jody, in terms of the early years of Big Star, I mean, who did you consider your peers to be?
Well, it was initially it was inspired by the Beatles and the British Invasion, mm-hmm. and those bands. It was, you know, my brother and I were pretty taken with the Beatles initially, and that's why I'm still a musician to this day. Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, outside of that, you know, The Who, Keith Moon was a big inspiration, John Bonham of Led Zeppelin, B.J. Wilson from Procol Harum, certainly Charlie Watts. But then came Stax, and, you know, we were all quite taken with this, what was coming out of Stax, Otis Redding and Sam and Dave. And
yeah, I guess I was thinking about like other bands that were having time that were sort of like your age, coming out around the same time. I guess I'm thinking about the contemporaries.
Yeah, I can't think of a band that would have been a peer band.
There's nothing remotely like what Big Star was doing, either locally or regionally around mm-hmm. here. I mean, it was completely foreign to the environment. And, of course, the bands that had been going before, as Jody alluded to, you know, if you wanted to play out, you were kind of expected to play covers, and a certain number of those needed to be soul covers, you mm-hmm. know, if you were going to get any kind of little pickup gigs or anything at all. And then later on, you could get by with playing some British Invasion covers. Mm-hmm. But in terms of original music and the sonics of what they were doing, it was just not something that was going on in Memphis or in the South anywhere that I'm aware of.